744, 16 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Jason Williams, New Orleans District Attorney. Good morning, Mr. District Attorney. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Tucker. How are you?
Happy. Well, come on. I would be Mr. Radio Announcer. I wouldn't be Mr. Mr. How you doing? How's mom? How's everybody? Happy New Year to y'all.
My mother is doing really well. I'm just blessed to have another year with her, and family's good. Life is what we make it. We got a lot of work to do.
You got a good idea there, my friend. Tell me about streetlights and why the district attorney was concerned with the Lights On initiative.
You know, this sort of grows out of what we were talking about the last time I was with you. When we were talking about our No Dice initiative, which Chief Michael Harrison was a huge part of and Daniel Shanks directed. And both of those folks are now working with the new mayor. And one of the things that came out of the transition when you talk to the mayor, you talk to Deputy Chief Harrison, was people saying they were living in the dark. They were walking through the dark when they were getting out of their car, going home, doing the thoroughfares they were traveling in. And it's one of the main things that we always made sure happened at all of the sites of our No Dice initiative. We worked with the city department to get lights up for those blocks so that after we working with the ATF and the LSP and the New Orleans Police Department, after we moved and made the arrest and were prosecuting the people that were committing crimes in the area, we made sure that they came back in and cleaned it up. The city cleaned it up, not the DA's office. And we made sure that it was lit up. And I think the mayor is doing exactly what she said she wanted to do, which was deliver the services people know they deserve to all the parts of the community. And she started in a place that's been historically underserved as it relates to street lights and beautification. And I think it's going to be really important to getting that Willow's apartment back on the market, in the commerce, and operating in a healthy, lawful way.
Tell me about, is it as simple as bad things happen in the dark? I know that sounds crazy, but I think that goes back to time immemorial, doesn't it?
I mean, yeah, you know, Tommy, some of the most important things we learned in kindergarten, some of the most important things we've known our whole lives, it's just the political will and the discipline to make sure that you do all of the basics well, right? We're asking and hoping that somebody will come in and purchase that building. Well, I mean, would you go purchase an apartment complex that didn't have a single streetlight on and the grass wasn't mowed? So maybe the city's got to do its part. That's putting skin in the game. So the business sector sees it's worth putting skin in the game. So it is very basic, but it is very, very critical to making sure that we have a healthy community.
You're at the inauguration on Monday. Tell me about the feeling, not just in the city, but as far as you're concerned, from your opinion, about the feeling with those in government and involved with the government about the a new air, if you will, that's at City Hall and in New Orleans.
It was kind of electric, and I'm not trying. It's not hyperbolic. People from all walks of life, especially folks in public safety spaces and other elected officials, even those who were from different parties, felt like there was real, honest dialogue and conversation about what the plan was, about what the priorities were going to be. And that has carried over. It hasn't stopped. I've been very excited throughout all of the inaugural events. But the first couple of days, I mean, not only were we in New Orleans East with the Mayor's Lights On initiative, at 1 o'clock, she convened a meeting with all of the public safety leaders in the region. That's the new U.S. Attorney David Corsell, FBI Special Agent Select, ATF Special Agent in charge, LSP, Troop NOLA, NOPD, every single law enforcement entity, state, local, and federal, was in that room with this mayor and her deputy mayors talking about going into the next year, talking about lines of communication. And I didn't have a single meeting like that at all in the last term that was directed by the chief executive of the city. And everyone was really excited in that meeting, strategizing, talking about conversations that can be had in D.C., conversations that need to be had in Baton Rouge, and how we can best communicate with each other so that we're delivering excellence for the people of this community. So there's a lot of optimism.
Communications, as simple as it seems, as simple as it sounds, it's amazing how the lack of it can cause so much problem. We'll pick it up when we come back with Jason Williams. We'll continue to communicate with him, New Orleans District Attorney. You got any questions, comments, text him in the 504-260-1870. We come back, we're going to talk about NOLA Safe, a partnership with federal law enforcement that's underway right now. Time for WWL Traffic. 7:55, 5 till 8, Tommy Tucker talking to DA Jason Williams about Operation New Lights On initiative by Mayor Helena Moreno, about the feeling in the city about how things are looking up and a far more optimistic in communication and how important that is. Let's talk about NOLA Safe, Jason.
It's a phenomenal program. It's not a totally new concept. It's really just strategic collaboration between federal and state law enforcement entities. But it's got the FBI, it's got the ATF, it's got the DEA working with the NOPD on the municipal level and the LSP on the state level. But they're focused on the city of New Orleans, and they're using the National Guard strategically. You know, we've got a different relationship with the National Guard than some other cities. They've been coming here for many years for our large events. So people of New Orleans, visitors to New Orleans, don't have that same sort of shock and awe because we know the role that they can play for large events. But what this is going to do is create these strategic sort of pods or partnerships so that if a National Guardsman sees something, he or she can easily get that information and work with NOPD or ATF, who are all going to be on the scene to effectuate an investigation, make an arrest if need be. And then, you know, the important part is that evidence is collected and a report is written so that can get to me or the U.S. Attorney's Office so we can prosecute the case. So it's not just visibility in terms of public safety, but it's also setting up some real intelligence in terms of going after networks of bad offenders. It's only for a limited period of time through February, but it's going to lead to intelligence that will continue to drive other investigations for these agencies moving forward. And I think it's really special that we're using the National Guardsmen in probably the most strategic way compared to any of the other cities that have had them deployed. Whatever life throws you, you got to make it work. And I think that's what we're trying to do here in the city of New Orleans, because that's kind of our culture, you know, whether it's fighting hurricane season and having to go through a lot of things that a lot of other residents don't have to go through in this country. We're used to being nimble.
Yeah. You know, what intrigued me about this as I read the story about NOLA Safe is the prospect of federal charges as opposed to local, because that to me can be a game changer. Talk about that, if you will.
I mean, we can go back to the Ken Polite days, or we can talk about the Jim Letton days or before. Having strong federal prosecutions in conjunction with what we're doing on the state level really changes the environment on the ground. There's a host of charges that we don't even have in our tool belt. Mm-hmm. And you've got jurors from all over, from a larger swath of the region who are going to be hearing these cases. And you're talking about a whole nother section of courts and judges that can be operating, handling cases at the same time. So it relieves that bottleneck. You don't have to be a lawyer to understand that if you only got prosecutions happening at a robust level in the 12 courts of Tulane and Broad, only so many cases can be handled a day. Well, when that engine is turned on, and that's what David Corcell made it very clear he wants to do, he wants to start very quickly with upping the number of federal prosecutions. That's going to be a game changer in the city of New Orleans.
Yeah, because it's less, it's probably, I would think, maybe more experienced prosecutors, no disrespect to anybody in your office, but, and it also frees up their time, right?
Facts are facts. More experienced prosecutors, more of them, and a whole lot more resources. You start talking about the FBI, the ATF, and the Department of Justice. That's a lot more money going into these cases.
I still want to see you in court one day. I hear you're quite the litigator. Let me know.
Got to get you on jury duty. How about that?
Well, I live in Plaquemines. That could be a problem, Jason.
Well, that could be a problem. They're not going to let me prosecute out there. They're not going to let you be on a jury.
Well, no, but I can go to Orleans Parish and watch you prosecute a case. I can do that. I'd like to watch you in action.
We'll set it up.
Thank you, Jason.
I'd love to have you in there.
All right, man. Have a good day. Jason Williams, New Orleans District Attorney. Have a great year. We'll talk to Ronald Serpas. I want to talk to him about the National Guard and more when we come back.